distortion from Imdu Mokhtar. He's from Niger, and the new album is called Funeral for Justice, and that was Tchinta. We're only halfway through World Beat Canada Radio, where you always discover something new, even if it's called Deja Vu. That's the track from influential Galician rap group Dios KT Crew. That's straight ahead. Thanks for sticking around to enjoy it. I'm Cal Coat.
Mira, tiñan amasiada serpe que xira. Cría que nunca sentira tal remubiño tremendo nas tripas. Ollábame como se me coñecera dende que eu era un meniño. Podía sentir o cariño, a paixón, a atracción, o meu sino. Camiño, topo outra pedra que xa non esquiva. Mesma pedra, o mesmo destino. Pedra do muro que xa non derribo. Vivo no bucle do erro, errante eterno. O ciclo non cerro, gravado a ferro. Tropezo e berro. Nacemos o día do noso enterro. Semella unha falla na reixa da valla, unha tara na malla da tea da araña, unha alfaia na borralla, unha agulla que brilla entre a palla. Greta fenda, fiestra aberta, sabedoría ancestral secreta, fonte eterna da natureza, única e certa verdade suprema.
Sabes que nunca máis se repite. Adentraste no vintre, adentro neno intre. Entramos neste intre, que todo se repite. Sintes os tempos, non mintes, non finxes. Os intes, os intres, máis tretos, máis perto da fin. Xa, 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 xa. Thank you.
not stick shift. Well, I just want to say hey, to let you know I'm thinking about you, and to send you a little invitation to cross over.
Before that, Dios que te cru and Deja Vu. Here's Ticino, Ake na Soweto featuring Melaine. Some more electronic Afro dub, this time from Austria. It's World Beat Canada Radio. I'm enjoying that record. It's easy to fall under her whispery spell. That is Claude Fontaine and Vaquero from her album La Mer, which spends half its time in the world of Brazilian music and half the time in Studio One dub style. Let's shake off the dust with our palate cleanser from an Argentine ska punk band formed in 1987, True Vets, and they're called 2 Minutos. Give them 2 minutes, and they'll scar your face off. This is La Máquina de Hacer on World Beat Canada Radio. Toes. 3:17 is what it clocked in at, actually, but close enough for ska. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist, is having a Christmas special this weekend. Make sure you tune in for that. Very nice hour, perfect for family and friends. When you pick up this podcast, make sure you rate and review us. That helps get us noticed in a sea of thousands and thousands of podcasts. And thanks to our subscribing stations who also do their job getting the word out over the airwaves. And we appreciate them so much, as we do you, for your patronage and tuning in, your general enthusiasm for global rhythms. We'll take this home with Cheo, who is one of my favorite tropicalismo guitarists. From his new album, Refresco Volume 2, where he looks back on some of the great material he did with his friends in Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela. And Brooklyn is what we'll hear. But our last word we'll give to boxer Ryan Garcia, who said, adjust to your surroundings because the world don't wait for you. Pirate.
Communications.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Bamboo is not just for panda bears. These tall, fast-growing plants can be used to make everything from flooring and furniture to fabric and cutting boards. And some scientists say bamboo could also help reduce climate change. As bamboo grows, it quickly absorbs a lot of planet-warming carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Then if people use the bamboo to manufacture products like floors or furniture, that carbon stays locked in the products for a long time rather than returning to the atmosphere. Bamboo can grow well in a variety of different environments and in degraded soils or areas where it might be challenging to grow many other crops. And Project Drawdown, a climate research group, has suggested that bamboo could be grown on hundreds of millions of acres of degraded forest land around the world to help slow the pace of climate change. Some types of bamboo spread aggressively and can outcompete native species, prompting concerns about growing it in more places. But other bamboo species are less likely to become invasive, and many parts of the world have native bamboo species they could plant. So this versatile plant could help reduce global warming. Like Climate Connections? Subscribe to our free daily podcast. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.